Thank you for tuning in to Stories in Your Hands with Cynthia Clark, the podcast about creating the life you want, regardless of your story. This podcast is sponsored by loveinyourhands.com, the place to go to find long-lasting love using the most innovative and accurate algorithm based in scientific palmistry. Tired of superficial connections? Start your free Soulmate Connection membership today at loveinyourhands.com. Now here's your host, Cynthia Clark, palm reading consultant and compatibility expert. Hi, this is Cynthia. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming on the show. I'm really excited to talk about a very serious subject because I think actually a lot of us struggle with trauma in one way or another, and it's so important that we get through our stress in life, and whether it's just a little stress or a huge stress, it's important for us to move forward and be joyful and on purpose in our lives. So I just want to start out the show with a little palm reading because that's what I do. And I want to talk a little bit about how you see trauma in the hands. Okay, so if you look at your hands, okay, you will notice that you have lines everywhere, right? Now, every single one of those lines actually means something, first of all. But to really like ask yourself if you're traumatized or if you have trauma, you want to see how many of those lines are actually diagonal going across the hand. Okay, so starting from like your thumb area, going horizontally, and then kind of up towards the fingers, so like at a 45 degree angle. If you have a lot of those are trauma lines or what I call challenge lines. Or if you have a lot of horizontal lines running through your fingers, that is representing blockages in the area of the hand where you have the line. So that's one way to tell how traumatized you are. The good news is, of course, your lines do change. And so you're not stuck with how they look right now. You can make progress and heal, because I believe we can all heal from our traumas, and we're going to learn more about that today. And anyway, so that's one way to just check. Another thing to be on the alert for is if you have a cut, or if you lose a finger, or that would be really traumatic. But anytime like the universe is trying to tell you something, a cut is trying to point things out to you, and it may be traumatic at the time, but it's really trying to get your attention. So I always look at where I cut myself and what is it trying to tell me. So that's another thing to just pay attention to. And it can be a good opener too, because it's really pointing the way for you to have an opportunity to make a shift. Okay, so that's today's palmistry tip.
Wow, it's amazing.
All right, so now we're going to bring in our very special guest. It's Susan. Is it Kennard?
Yes.
Kennard, yes.
Kennard, yes.
Susan Kennard, who's amazing, coming all the way from England. She is known as a spiritual awakener, originally trained in psychology and psychotherapy for over 20 years. Susan has been a therapist also for 20 years, and in that time has specialized in helping people to clear their trauma. Yay! She speaks about her work and research at conferences and events all over the UK and at the European Energy Conference. She is a specialist in PTSD and has worked with many veterans and those who have experienced significant trauma. So thank you so much, Susan, for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. It's brilliant. It was really fascinating what you were saying about the hand. And there was a bit of me that wanted to look down at my hand when you were saying it, but actually I'll have a look later. But it's really fascinating that it's a science. And you know how much I love science and evidence over the work that I do. So it's really fascinating that they go hand in hand. Together. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize how scientific palm reading really is.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's what I love about it. Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started in what you're doing now?
Sure. I mean, I'm approaching 50, so in a couple of weeks, it's nearly October here, 2019. And I've been doing this kind of work, this therapy work, for nearly 30 years now. Wow. So nearly 30 years of being a therapist. And it started off being a psychologist, as you read out. And I worked in child protection. So I worked in child protection for about 15 years. And so I work with drugs and alcohol and domestic abuse and many, many situations where children were, you know, trafficked and all sorts of things that happened. So I did lots of assessments with things like that and worked with families. So I was kind of being led along the way for the work I do now. And of course, we never know what we're going to do in our life from day to day, really. But when we look back, we can go, oh, my goodness, that makes sense why I needed to experience all of that with my work. Because along parallel with it, I became a medium, okay, a channel for source. And that happened through losing a very dear friend of mine, who basically was a boyfriend previously, but was a friend, and he took his own life. And so that was the journey where I had my awakening, hence the spiritual awakener. So I had my awakening then. And I definitely did not want that awakening. You know, I didn't want to be a medium. I was a psychologist and a psychotherapist. And I certainly did not have that, you know, on my plan, on my conscious plan. But obviously I had that as a much bigger plan than I ever would know. And so what I do now is I combine my ability to talk to my team, I call them, my spirit team and source, and help people heal trauma. So I'm able to see into the body. I get told exactly where the trauma is and where it came from and why it was there and so on. So I have a direct line, kind of a bit like picking up the phone line. And I combine it with my science background. So I combine it with neuroscience because I'm a neuropsychologist. So I work with the brain relays and the emotional causal reason for disease and psychology and psychotherapy. So that's kind of a cool combination because there's the science and the spiritual with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it helps people awaken. So the main thing about it is healing the trauma helps people to awaken and fully align to why they're really here.
That's so important too.
So
do you feel like there's any trauma that people can't heal from?
No.
That's good.
I think people can heal from everything. And what the guides tell me is that we now need to be really specific. So in this day and age where we're really being specific, we're looking at what the universe shows us as a reflection and how do we feel about that. And that's our key for seeing where is it in our belief system or our vibrational field that we are attracting that situation. So it's fascinating. So all the good stuff, you can go, yay, I did brilliantly attracting that. And then all the stuff that you perhaps think, oh, I'm not so sure about that, not so keen on that, then we can look at it and say, well, what emotion is it that is held there within the field? And of course, childhood is key, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's also triggers from previous lifetimes and timelines and epigenetics and ancestral stuff. So we work with the childhood first, really, and then it goes back. So it's kind of like that vibrational line that's held in the heart field. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Absolutely love it. It's my passion. Mm-hmm. And what I found was working with veterans with serious trauma, that actually what they experience maybe on the battlefield or their experience in war, or whatever it might have been, actually, when we did the work, it went back to childhood. So the evidence shows that 100% of PTSD in veterans I found has been early childhood trauma. So that's a fascinating thing, because the NHS over here in the UK say it's 30%, but not for me, it's been 100%. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it is fascinating. And I'm sure if you looked at their hands, it'd be really interesting if you looked at a veteran's hands with PTSD diagnosis. I bet you would see, you know, what you see in the hand, you know,
right,
which is the trauma. Yeah.
My husband is one of those people. So very interesting. And
yeah,
the time I read his hands, which was actually on our first date, I was like, whoa.
Get me out of here. Yeah, yeah.
But then I also was like very compassionate towards him too, because yes. Like, wow, look what he's overcome.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. And yeah.
Amazing. And that's probably why, one of the reasons why I have such a soft spot for people who do go through trauma, because it's like, yeah, they, you know, yeah. And they can get through it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And do you also believe that, you know, I believe that everything that happens to us is just perfect, as much as we might not say that at the time and we may not feel that, but look at who we are when we come through adversity.
Yes.
You know, who are we in the world? What are we really meant to do? We're meant to write that book. We're meant to, you know, stand on that stage as we do. And things like that, you know, where you can really help people realize that it doesn't matter what you go through, actually you can heal yourself and come through it.
Right. Yeah. So people need to really understand that that trauma is not there to beat them down, but right. It's really there to help them get to the next step.
And it doesn't define you.
Right.
You know, so, you know, if you've had a really difficult childhood, let's say, really neglectful childhood or abusive, it doesn't define you as a person. It's just an experience. You know, and Eckhart Tolle talks about the now, doesn't he? He talks about the power of now. And I love Eckhart Tolle. And, you know, he basically says there's only now. You know, so basically with that now, what you can either choose to be in it or you can choose to make your now different.
Right. So if you can go back and heal trauma from past lives and ancestral lineage, how does that affect the person once they do that?
Transformation. So, I mean, if you imagine you're that vibration, then where it's held in your vibration is sort of almost like an interruption in the light field. So you're putting out this beautiful beam of light to the world, but it's got little fleckly bits in it. And those fleckly bits go, oh, well, we're not quite giving you back exactly what pure love is or you're deserving or what you really want to attract. So when you clear that, then there's nothing in the way of you being the best sparkly self that, you know, you're meant to be.
So I think one of the reasons why people are maybe afraid of healing their trauma, and just correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like they think they have to either relive that trauma or they feel like it's going to be just way too painful or it's just going to be too difficult.
Such a great question.
What would you say to them?
So in the old days, we call it the old days, we used to talk to the cows come home. Yeah. And we used to trawl through, you know, as a psychotherapist in child protection, we'd talk through it and talk through it. But that only gets you so far, doesn't it? You know, by talking about something. And sometimes you don't even know what it is. You know, it's held in the amygdala. It's held in the brainstem. There's no language there. There's just fight or flight. So what I love about this kind of work, this energy work, and working with the team as well really helps, is that, you know, actually what somebody presents and comes to you for is usually not at all what it is that was the causal reason. So, you know, for example, if you work with success, many times people have been killed for being a healer. Yeah. So they may have been hung, they may have been, you know, burnt alive, they may have been, you know, put on the stake, whatever it might be, or ducked. We can help that. So, you know, all of those times that we decided on the moment that we passed over that we were betrayed, we were never going to do that again, and the other way, because we've been everything. So we will have done that to people, and we will have had that done to us. And so if you imagine you have that within your field, you're probably not going to stand on that stage. And speak the word of God, or whatever you want to call it, source, God, the universe, and let it come through you. And so this is the kind of thing that when people say to me, I don't know what it is, I cannot get behind the screen, I cannot audio anything, I cannot do this and take my business to a new level, it's usually because there's a belief system in there that I'm either going to get tarred and feathered burnt at the stake, or, you know, ashamed or blamed, or, you know, like held up for ransom or something. And so those are the things that I would work with. And we have many contracts as well. So this is the fascinating stuff. Like when we go really deep, so I tend to work with people that have been on their journey and they've been there, done it, worn the t-shirt. And then they come to me, or, you know, they find me, and then we go really deep and we work with the things that you would never, ever imagine would be running in your field.
Right. Like vows of suffering,
vows of oaths. Yeah. And contracts that are made in the Akashic Records, you know, that we chose to hold for the collective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my
God. Why would we do that? We must be mad.
That gives me chills when you talk about that.
Ah, interesting.
I definitely feel like I've taken on some of those contracts.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, because here we are, you know, we're working for the light, huh? Yeah. So of course we would have chosen, we'll come in and we'll hold that vibration of shame, blame, fear. I feel there's a fear one with you. So, you know, we can, you know, those sort of things, we can go, gone.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It feels really good.
And relationships as well. I'm hearing, they're just reminding me here. So relationships, when we can cut the ties with relationships, so old marriages, old contracts with people from this time, but across all timelines and dimensions, then there's a huge freedom within relationships. And that's with mother, father, brother, sister, husband, whatever, you know, wife, whatever it might be. Because I found that a lot with people, that when we heal the relationships outside of them, they're healing the relationship of self-love. So it's fascinating.
There's a carryover into other parts of their lives.
All parts, like a domino.
Yeah, that's amazing. So when you work with someone, does it take a lot of time
to
do this training?
No. No, we often people will book like half an hour sessions, or they'll come on my mentor program, or, you know, there's many ways that people can work with me, or group calls, you know. And if we're on a group call, we can in 5 minutes just clear a contract. I mean, it takes no time at all. And if somebody really wants to transform all areas, like really look at the mind, body, spirit and their journey, then, you know, they might book a group of sessions, which might be half an hour at a time. But in half an hour, we can do so much.
Wow, that's amazing.
Half an hour, so much. Yeah,
I think this is like so good for all of us to think about. Like, it doesn't matter how long we've been holding a trauma.
No.
And it doesn't matter, you know, like if it hasn't worked before, or, you know, any of that stuff. Like, you can heal it.
And it has worked before, but it's just worked on a level that needed to be healed at that time.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just like where you were at that time, where people were at that time. Same for me, where I was at that time. And then you're on a much deeper, like what I call, it's a deeper level, but it's more of a profound level, because it's where you need to be in the world. Mm. And so what I really work with is helping people really do what they're meant to do in the world. So clear their trauma and their belief systems, so they can be that incredible being of light that they're meant to be.
So can people do this on their own? Like if they have, is there anything that they can do on their own?
Yeah. I mean, I have my program, which is all my audios, which is basically called Awaken the Light Within, Sparkle to Success. And it's a lot of my processes, but I would say like that is a self-help program. Mm-hmm. But obviously if you feel like you're always attracting something, you know, into your life, and it's repeating, and especially now with the energies right up here, you know, if things repeat, like it always attracts. We were talking before we went on live about the attraction to relationships and so on, and, you know, perhaps being, you know, dependent on situations. And so those sort of things, if they keep coming up in your world, then that's the time to say, hang on a minute, there's something here that I'm not doing, and I'm not getting to the root cause of it. And that's when it's really important to help somebody else and say, actually, I need to reach out, you know, with someone you resonate with.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's great advice. So yeah, I just love the whole idea, because I have, like I said, I want to see people really heal from this stuff.
Same. Yeah. But not to be attached to it, because, you know, obviously it's not our journey. Our journey is to be that channel and hold the space, but that person's journey is wherever they need to be. Huh?
Right. And we have to make that decision for ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know? And you have to just ask yourself, do I want to heal or do I want to hang on to this story?
And exactly. Yeah.
It's all of
me. And I don't think anyone wants to. I think nobody wants to hang on to it, but sometimes there's can be almost like a benefit of holding on to it, because it's a story and it's who perhaps that person's been for a long time, or it's that illness they've had for a long time. And so it becomes who they are.
Right.
And so the work that I do, and I'm sure you do as well, is we're sort of gently working with somebody to go in really deep without traumatizing and without stripping away, you know. And I think that's really important as well. It's not like we go in, you know, with a meat cleaver and, you know, help somebody to feel wounded, because in the old days that's what happened,
right? Sure.
You know, the wound was opened, and what do we do with that wound?
Right.
And that's because it just wasn't there then. You know, we didn't have this ability to use energy work in the same dimension.
Well, and it's nice to be able to go to somebody like you, who is obviously just a caring but neutral person. So you have no attachment to whatever it is. You have no judgment around it, you know, because a lot of people fear that judgment.
And that's a very good point, because I work with people with alcohol and drugs and dependencies all the time, and it just is, because people want to connect.
Yes,
they want to connect to source, so they'll use anything to connect to source.
Right,
and that's all it is. There's no judgment with it.
Absolutely. So
chocolate as well.
Can't have that problem.
It's all right.
so how can people work with you, and how can they reach you?
Tell us. Sure. Probably my website's a good start, isn't it? So my name's Susan Kennard, which is KENNARD, and that's www.co.uk. So it's co.uk, not .com. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Insta. What else have we got? LinkedIn. That's where we're connecting, isn't it? In LinkedIn. And people can email me. I give a 3-minute consultation, 15-minute consultation. So basically they can go on, and it's a kind of discovery session where we can talk, and it's all free. And they can talk on Zoom like this, or, you know, just on the phone, and just decide whether they feel it feels right to them. And if I feel it feels right as well, they can work with me in groups. I run a monthly subscription for a month call, which is great fun. They can work with me on a mentor. I'm just running a spiritual gifts mentorship now, starting in October. What else? Sort of blocks of sessions, so people can do blocks of sessions with me if they want to do some intense work. There's many ways that people can work with me, and I've got a YouTube channel, so all my videos go on there, and they're all free, so people can do that as well. Oh, and the book and the podcast. So new podcast coming out, must say that, the Spiritual Awakener, which will be out in November. Which is exciting, very exciting. And my book, Awaken the Light Within, Sparkle to Success. So that will be out soon as well. So watch this space. Yeah, I know. Lots of amazing new beginnings. Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. Well, this has just been so interesting. I feel like we could talk forever. So
thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you so much. And everybody out there, if you have trauma, and you just feel like you need some help, you know, definitely go check out Susan's stuff. She is totally the real deal, and just a beautiful light on this planet. So thank you. And remember, everybody, you know, you're not stuck with your story, and you can create the life you want, and that's what we're here to help you with. So have a fantastic day, everyone. Thank you for listening to Stories in Your Hands. Please rate, review, and subscribe to show your support. This podcast is sponsored by loveinyourhands.com, the place to find the secret ingredients to your soulmate. Start your free Soulmate Connection membership today using the most innovative and accurate algorithm to match you to potential long-lasting love, all at loveinyourhands.com.